Everything was led for me. I had no voice. I had no say in anything that was going on in my life.
Betty Prescott, now an adult, describes having her own guardian ad litem advocate.
When I did call her crying, she would answer. When I did see her, she would bring me art supplies. She got me a clarinet to help me channel into productive things.
In the First Judicial Circuit, which includes Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties, the current need for such individuals to advocate for children is great.
We have 2,100 kids in the dependency court system, which is basically children that have been abused, abandoned, or neglected. Here in Escambia, almost 1,000 of them are here.
Joan Irby, recruitment coordinator for Guardian Ad Litem, says the situation has reached crisis level.
Escambia County removes more kids than any other county in the state of Florida. Our crime rates are high here, our abuse rates are high, and as a community, we've all got to step in and do something different. What we aim as a program to do is provide each one of those children with an advocate, with their own volunteer advocate, and that's all they care about is the needs of that child or that family of children.
Here's how the process works. Irby says in the state of Florida, where everybody is a mandated reporter, the need for a guardian ad litem advocate typically begins with a report of child abuse to the state's hotline, 1-800-96-ABUSE.
At that point, an investigator goes out, checks the allegations, comes back before the judge at what's called a shelter hearing, and at that point, the guardian ad litem is assigned. And then that's when children are removed from their families. At that point, they could be placed in foster care. They could be placed with another relative, Florida Baptist Children's Home.
The guardian ad litem program, which is what it's called in Florida, falls under the umbrella of the National Court-Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, Association. Each circuit has a program, and each county has an office. Irby says the main difference in Florida is that the program follows a volunteer model.
Which means you get the social worker and the attorney, the child does, but they also get a volunteer. So instead of a caseworker, social worker having 50 to 80 kids on a caseload, she just has one child or one family of children that she's advocating for. So it's a lot easier for her to keep up with situations in the child's life and help best advocate for that child. And then she reports back, it's a team, to the attorney and the social worker who can then advocate in court.
As noted, there are currently more than 2,000 children in the circuit's dependency court system. So guardian ad litem needs a lot of individuals to help.
As the father and guardian of a young man with special needs, I'm thankful every day for the opportunity to see to his care. Sadly, hundreds of children who live in our community don't have that support. These
vulnerable Pensacola Symphony Music Director Peter Rubart. He's among the community leaders who've joined in the call for much-needed volunteers through the I Am For the Child recruitment campaign.
Please contact the Guardian Ad Litem program and ask how you can help a child find a secure and happy life. I'm Peter Rubart.
I am Buzz Ritchie.
I'm Chief Tommy Leiter.
I am Fred Levin.
I am Sandy Sansing, and I am For the Child.
Tell me, what does it take to become a volunteer advocate?
We ask for a year commitment because the judge, once a child comes into dependency, wants permanency for that child within 12 months.
Again, Joan Irby.
Over 21 to work a case by yourself, a clean criminal background. You got to remember this is a court proceeding. I have a lot of people that are passionate, but you have to have a clean criminal background and a heart for kids.
You don't have to have kids to qualify, and you don't have to have a college degree. Irby says all you need is time to see the child at least once a month and time for training to include the basics of child abuse awareness.
We kind of give you that history. We kind of give you the legal breakdown, but we don't expect you to be an attorney. A very basic training. It ends up being about 36 hours with that, and then later you do 2 hours of court observation. It's a process. You know, people come and they're like, I want to do this, you know. You might come in today and start the process, but you're not going to have a case next week. It takes some time. We do 2 classroom days, and we do those on weekends and weekdays, so we try to make it very volunteer-friendly.
According to Irby, the Guardian Ad Litem volunteer model saves the state of Florida nearly $22 million in salaries and benefits. But she says the greatest value is to the child.
it's been proven that a child that has a safe person in their life as an adult, that their risk factors from childhood trauma go down because of that safe person. Their placements don't change as much. They have somebody advocating for their school needs for educational advocacy.
Individuals interested in becoming a volunteer advocate can go online to guardianadlitem.org or link from our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.